You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the Political Cesspool. I am Sam Bushman, filling in for James Edwards. He's where he ought to be. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, with his daughter and his wife and his son doing family activities. You might say good old James Edwards is serving somebody. Yeah, you're going to have to serve somebody too, whether you like it or not. You know, if you choose not to have made a choice, you still have made a choice, as they say. All right, he's at a recital for his daughter, a dance recital. And so you got Sam Bushman. You got the Bombardier filling in. You may like to gamble, you might like to dance. You may be the heavyweight champion of the world. You may be a socialite with a long chain of pearls, but you're going to have to set. Now I'm telling you right now, the men are men and the women are women in the James Edwards family. Beautiful daughter, incredible son, pretty wife, you know. Now, the Eddie Miller, the Bombardier, you got to serve somebody too, my brother. Welcome to the Political Cesspool, sir.
Well, thank you so much, Samuel. You're one of my favorite people in the world. God knows I love working with you, Sam. We, you know, since day one, you and I have always had an instant chemistry. Like James Edwards says, you and I, we're attached to the brain. We think about the same things. And, you know, what you said about James is true. I'd like to add something, too. I've been knowing James since he was a little whippersnapper. And I told him the other day, I said, you know, James, I never dreamed that you would evolve as far as you have. I said, I knew him when he was an irresponsible kid. Been with him a long time, you know. I was a lot younger dude, too. But he's everything that Sam said, he's one of the most responsible fathers I've ever known. I never dreamed he would be that way. He's a great husband. He's just a good guy all the way around, and he works very hard. And, you know, I'm throwing some accolades out there to him because I love James. I've been with him forever. I consider him my son. I really do. And Sam, you know, I always tell all my friends it's the spirit trumps blood. You know, a lot of people don't think that, but my home life was nothing. I mean, zero to talk about. So I've latched on to friends and the family I made myself. But James is he's a great guy. The only fault that I can think of that James has, he will not answer phone calls. But now, if he knows it's important, the man will. He certainly will. But I'll tell you what. Speaking of James,
when his wife calls, he pays attention. I'm telling you right now, I've watched it.
Well, we got Trump.
He thinks he's in charge, but we know better, don't we?
Oh, well, you got that right. The only time I saw him get in trouble with Danny, we were out at a barbecue joint, and James was tired. We were eating barbecue, and he kind of clicked the phone off, and she was trying to get him. When we got back, there was close to hell to pay because he didn't get Danny no barbecue, and he didn't answer the phone call. But I tell you, after that time, you know, after she read him his rights, ever since that day, he's been more attentive to that telephone, Mr. Sam, that's for sure.
Well, no doubt there's a sharing of power that takes a place, and that's worth it. Men are men and women are women, as the God of the heavens intended, and that's good news. Now, speaking of serving somebody, and that's kind of why I started out the segment with that tune, we all had the opportunity to serve somebody and go serve our buddy Matt Felak. I was the servant. You were the servant. We all went and basically supported another brother taking care of business. And when you mentioned that blood is thicker than water and, you know, the spirit's greater than, you're right about that. In fact, he had the opportunity to become reborn as a follower of Christ. It was a neat thing to behold, Eddie.
And I beholded it, too. And me and James went there. Man, did we have a wonderful time or not? Now, you know, I'm going to have to rat out on my little boy, Matt. And Matt gives me far too much praise. You know, he treats me like I'm some kind of a hero when I'm not. But I have to read out on him. I think he was a little bit apprehensive about my man Sam here being able to get him up out of that water. And that water was, it wasn't over your head, but I think the old boy, I saw a little bit of fear in his eyes, Sam. You know, and I think you said that you could have picked him up with one arm.
No doubt. You bet I can.
I
never had gender questions, sir. I'm a real man. I get her done.
You got that right, son. I tell you what, Sam, speaking of telling the audience about Sam and Kurt, I'm crazy about Kurt. You know, I have some other friends like Kurt. He's very soft-spoken, and for every word Kurt will say, me and Sam will get in 150. We're like a machine gun. But Kurt condenses his words.
That's for sure.
You have to take one of Kurt's words and put it in water. It's like so it thaws out and turns into 100 words of wisdom. When he says something, you need to listen to it.
It's like the leaven in the bread, for sure.
There you go. But you know, Sam, I think I told some of our supporters what we had going on. A lot of our supporters might not know, but Sam and Kurt flew all the way down here from Utah. They flew into Memphis. I mean, that's a fur piece.
I even endured the pervs at the TSA to support my buddy Matt.
Me and the TSA don't get along too good. That's why I can't fly. You know, I've had a little altercation with them before, and I had a little altercation with the U.S. Army.
By the way, we're going to get into another altercation as the broadcast unfolds, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, so we went to Memphis. I went with Matt. We went to the baptism. Now, Eddie Miller and James Edwards got in the car together and had a roll up to Arkansas. I guess it was actually in Missouri, Plains, Missouri.
Yep.
You guys had a unique event on the way up, right?
We had a great time. We got to sort out a lot of talk about it. Of course, we talked a lot about the show, but it was just a lot of really, and I'm not exaggerating. It was a lot of father-son talk, and we had a marvelous time. I love Arkansas anyway. My grandparents are buried in Arkansas. I have a lot of family, especially in western Arkansas. I have some of the Delta. But James talked about he can't get over this place we stopped in Hardy, Arkansas. And, I mean, it's very rare for me and James to like the same restaurant because James has never eaten a vegetable in his whole life, and he's never eaten a fruit. I could tell you some funny stories about James putting a little cherry in his mouth. You'd think he had a roach in his mouth when Bill Rowland, rest his soul, had him to eat a cherry one time. But we stopped at a place there in Hardy, and it's like they only have one red light in Hardy, but it's like a home cooking place. And that was the most delicious food I've had out anywhere in I don't know how long. The service was great. And the mall, you know, there weren't any minorities all in there. The place was spotless. It was clean. I just couldn't say enough about that. And I'm not getting paid to say this. It's not a commercial announcement. But if any of our brethren out there, if you're ever going through from up through northern Arkansas up into southern Missouri, you need to stop in at that little family restaurant there. It's at the red light, by the red light in Hardy, Arkansas. You will not be disappointed. They had fantastic food. But we had a great time there. You know, another thing that we had, Sam, do you remember the ice cream stop we had in Arkansas coming back, on the way back from the baptism?
Yes, indeed.
I'll tell you what, that was some mighty good. Hey, get this. This is the pool that the Bombardier has. We went out there. James was Jones, and he was wanting some ice cream mighty bad. What was it, 1 o'clock in the morning?
Problem is the ice cream shop was closed, ladies and gentlemen.
But the Bombardier got it open, though.
It ain't closed when the Bombardier's around. That's all I'm telling you. All I know is he worked his charms on that lady. Whoa, man, I had to step aside.
Free ice cream.
But we all enjoyed the ride, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Political Cesspool. Sam Bushman, Eddie Miller, in seconds, on your radio.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
A backpack is more than just a bag. It's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Oh, I had a problem with breathing. Well, I stopped to do some walking. I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill and I feel great.
I had 3 bypass 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day, and painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all, and it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way it could have went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, "Don't stop taking it." I wouldn't do without it. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Searching, searching, every night and day.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll free at 1-866-986-6397. And now back to tonight's show.
Gentlemen, Sam Bushman and Eddie the Bombardier Miller filling in for James Edwards, who's spending family time. He's at his daughter's recital, exactly where he ought to be. Ladies and gentlemen, we live this stuff. We don't just talk about it. We really live it. And I'm telling you right now, the Bombardier walked into this gas station, whatever you want to call it, Quick Mart, whatever. And I'm telling you right now, the ice cream shop in that place was closed. It's like 1 a.m. And this lady was working there, man. And I'm telling you, she was yelling, "Give me shelter, the Bombardier." I just started talking to her before you know it. I'm just telling you right now, she was ready to open that dude up for the Bombardier. What do you say, Eddie?
You know what? Not only did she open it up for the Bombardier, we all got free ice cream. That's the kind of magnetism the old Bombardier Papa has.
Now, I don't know if the owner's listening, but you can't blame the girl. She couldn't help herself, Eddie.
Well, she couldn't resist. I mean, what could she do? She was totally overpowered. She said, "Take all the ice cream you want. I just can't resist you. You're so wonderful." That was awesome. I get embellish a little bit. But we got free ice cream. We certainly did. And
Hold on. Can I just do this?
Yeah, and fire is sweet, man.
There you go.
Hey, that's just playing my kind of music there. Hey, Sam, before I forget, I forgot one of the most important things I was going to say.
Yeah.
You know, we've had many emails and many contacts. The audience won't know, when am I going to come back? Where have I been? Well, I haven't been in jail, believe it or not. You know, and I apologize.
You almost went to jail, buddy. We're going to talk about that.
Very close. Very close. I've been out on duty working for free, like Sam mentioned or James mentioned earlier, the first hour. I've been out working for free for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. And believe it or not, hey, I've totally exceeded my verbal commitment of $5,000. Now, my written, had to come up with $5,000. I've already exceeded that thanks to the good donors. I'm going up to $20,000. But that's where I've been, people. I haven't been AWOL for no reason. It was a good cause, but I'm glad to be back, and I appreciate y'all people sending in all the emails.
Now, I'm telling you, the Bombardier could charm some chicks. Other chicks, though, he couldn't charm. We'll tell you about that coming up. Now, before we do, I just want to talk about this trip, though. So we went to the baptism. I was able to, by the grace of God, have the opportunity to baptize Matt Felak into the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And I'm telling you, it was a wonderful blessing. The Spirit was felt by all. We all enjoyed it. And it just shows what kind of a family atmosphere we have. We came down all the way from Utah. You guys jumped in the car and rolled. I think it was like a four-hour trip each way. You did that all in one day. We had a great time talking about the show and enjoying each other's company and everything. But it was very important to understand that baptism really kicked off and kind of focused on what we're really all about. I mentioned before the pause, we live this stuff. We don't just talk about it. We live this stuff, Eddie.
Well, you got that right. And I'm glad you talked about that, the family. I want to emphasize, we, the Political Cesspool, Liberty News Radio, me, Sam, Kurt, James, Winston, you know, Keith, we all are a family. And we don't just talk this. It's not just a bunch of garbage to us. We eat, sleep, and breathe it. That's why me and Sam are here tonight. And we were a family. I cannot tell you how much we love Sam and Kurt coming into town, how much they love us. You know, James's family there, little Izzy. Oh, Lord, I can't say enough about little Izzy. She's 5 years old. I'm afraid I'm a bad influence on her. Me and Izzy got in trouble at the FedEx place the other day where James was trying.
Yeah, you know what it reminds me? It reminds me of Mr. Edwards in a Little House on the Prairie where Mr. Edwards teaches little Laura how to spit. It's kind of like that, you know?
I'm telling you. Well, me and little Izzy got in trouble playing hide-and-go-seek running like crazy in the FedEx business center. Finally, we both got called down. I think I was like 4 years old and little Izzy's five, but we had a wonderful time. James brought his family, and me and Sam, Kurt, James, Danny, you know, the little baby boy, Lee Cochran, we had a wonderful time. It is a family. Sam, you nailed it. We're a family. We're spirits thicker than blood. I consider us, you know, spiritual blood brothers. We had a marvelous time going up there. The people at your church couldn't have been more hospitable, clean. You know, there wasn't, I guess me and James were the most underdressed in the bunch.
Well, and you know what? After we got back from the baptism, and then we basically went and the next day ate pizza together, all of us. Danny and Isabel was there. Henry was there. We had a great time. Anyway, after you missed out on this, Eddie, because you wimped out and went home. But I'm telling you right now, man, we were hanging out with Lee Cochran, and Lee Cochran busted out karaoke on us.
Get down. I can never get him to sing with me.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to let y'all hear a little sampling. How's that?
That's
now, check it out. You ready?
Okay.
You sure?
I'm
can
ready.
You handle it?
Hear that.
I don't know if you can handle Lee Cochran karaoke.
well, I'll tell you what. I bet
come on. I mean, he's like a Madonna here going.
Oh, yeah. Here we go, boys and girls. I made it through the wilderness.
See? Lee
somehow
Cochran.
I made it through. Didn't know how lost I was until I found you. I was beat, incomplete. I've been had, I was sad and blue. But you make me feel, oh yeah. Yeah, you make me feel shiny and new. Like a virgin.
There you have it, Lee Cochran, ladies and gentlemen. I just thought I'd let you hear that. Now, all of them aren't that growl, that low growl. Some of them he does kind of more Elvis stuff. And he does incredible Elvis Presley. Let me just kind of give you an example here to make the point here. Let's see if I can fire up this one. See, Lee Cochran, man. He got it going.
Lord almighty, I feel my temperature rising. Higher and higher. It's burning through my soul.
Anyway, there he is. All I'm telling you is we went back to the hotel, did a bunch of karaoke. I was karaokeing. So was Lee Cochran, except you ain't getting me on tape. I'm a talk show host, and people tell me when I karaoke, I need to get a day job. So, you know.
Well, I'll tell you, I've been in a lot of places with Lee and been in some tight spots, some places that I was hoping we wouldn't there at the time we got away. But Lee is one of a kind, and I know James in the first segment mentioned Lee's car, and I'm telling you, I have been in that car. I remember one time.
Hey, man, I rode around in that car multiple times.
I'm telling you, it's a trip. Lee, the first time I got the car, Lee, we had to go to a dumpster and unload his car. He had so many, you know, packages from McDonald's and Wendy's, et cetera, for me to get in there. I said, Lee, we ought to ride in the dumpster and just leave your car here. But, yeah, Lee, I'm going to tell you a little bit about Lee.
I was just thinking you take the roof off, turn that dude upside down, and then, you know, flip it right back up and stop back on, you're ready to go.
That's what we needed. But I do, and it's a cop magnet. They follow Lee everywhere he goes. If you can see his car, like James said, there's not one square inch on there that doesn't have some kind of an anti-government bumper sticker. That's why I like it.
Or pro-freedom, however you really want to look at it, right?
That's right. Yeah, pro-freedom. There you go, pro-freedom.
Because really, Lee isn't anti-government, though. He just wants to be left alone.
We're pro country. We're pro Christian, pro God government. But I can't say enough about Lee. I tell you what, Lee tires me out. Me just thinking about what he does. Every day, Lee is in the city hall, a county commissioner's office, a mayor's office. He's protesting, you know, for something like smart meters and, you know, Agenda 21. And Lee has had many altercations with the police, more than me probably. He's had the red dot on his chest. He had the rough treatment from the cops. But I just can't say enough about him. Sometimes I don't want to hang around. People think I'm wild, and I do get kind of out of control sometimes. But Lee now, the cops know him. I mean, they follow him around, man. Like,
hey, you ever heard that country song called Bubba Hyde?
I don't think I have.
All right. Well, Lee reminds me of Bubba Hyde. Kind of comes from Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, right?
Oh, okay.
I'm going to play that coming out of the next deal. Lee's like a Bubba Hyde. I'm just telling you right now. You have to listen to the words to know what I'm talking about. We'll do that. We'll come back. We're going to drop into the Judge Napolitano stuff here in a second. But I'm telling you right now, the Political Cesspool team is all about God, family, and country.
You got that right.
And the proper role of limited government and preserving what we hold most dear. This is the Political Cesspool. Sam and Eddie in seconds.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Listen, do you hear that sound? It started low, but it's getting progressively louder. Into a crescendo, even louder. Irresistible, ending in an ear-splitting blast of mass disruption. That's the sound of America's economic and political systems crashing to the ground. But we have a plan. We will be ready to restore political sanity. We will be ready to answer the call of productive America. We will restore America's industrial base and put America back to work. We will shut down political correctness and restore decency and positive media to America. We will save our Constitution, our traditional way of life, our customs, and religion. We will restore sound money and crush the debt-based system of monetary slavery. And we will end America's foreign misadventures. We are the American Freedom Party, and we have a plan. Learn more about us, the American Freedom Party.us.
There seems to be a problem here. I'm channel surfing on the telly, searching for the real news, but blimey, the American cable networks all seem to be reporting the same news. That's when I stumbled upon DailyKen.com. DailyKen.com sniffs out the news stories the others overlook. DailyKen.com doesn't try to be politically correct. Rather, DailyKen.com works hard to find stories ignored by the mainstream media. DailyKen.com adds commentary, insights, and sometimes a touch of humor. Well, there you have it. DailyKen.com. No more cable news networks for me.
The Occidental Quarterly fills a unique niche in bringing together scholarly articles on a wide range of topics that are mired in political correctness elsewhere. It is edited by Professor Kevin McDonald, who's no stranger to listeners of the Political Cesspool. There are quite a few reasons for the precarious state of our civilization and our people, but one of the main ones is that we have lost the intellectual and moral high ground to a cultural elite that is hostile to our people and our culture. Those of us who are politically aware must understand that the elites dominating culture and the political process in the West are intellectually and morally bankrupt. TOQ is the key. Digital download subscriptions are only $30 a year. Subscriptions by first-class mail are only $60 a year. Go to toqonline.com and click on subscribe now. In addition to receiving fascinating and informative articles, you will also be supporting the work of scholars who are part of a community defending our people and our culture with the highest level of integrity and intellectual sophistication. That's toqonline.com. Subscribe now.
Oh yeah, oh.
It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
Just so y'all know, we spent time with the Copperhead for his baptism, and I know Matt the Copperhead was a little bit concerned I might not be able to pull him out of the water, but buddy, I put him under there. I wasn't really thinking about leaving him under there, I promise. But I made sure that he was really completely baptized by immersion. And then, buddy, when I got ready to pull, man, that dude popped right up out of the water now, didn't he, Eddie?
Man, he looked like a missile coming out of a submarine, coming out of that water. I think he was ready to come out. But, hey, I can guarantee you, I saw the whole thing. Mr. Matt was completely submerged. I'll sign off on that. Hey,
Roger that. Now, by the way, Lee Cochran's quite a bit bigger than Matt, and I bet I can pull Lee out of the water one-handed, too.
What?
I'll get her done.
Lee would probably be as scared as Matt. But, yeah, Matt.
Do you question if I can pull Lee out of the water?
No, I have no question whatsoever.
I guarantee. All right. Now, we digress, though. Lee, I want to just give a shout-out and a tribute to Lee Cochran, because let me tell you something about Lee. Lee's the kind of guy where if you don't know him, you have no idea of his talents. But when you get to know him, you realize the guy's incredibly talented. Number one, he spends time standing for the proper role of government everywhere. He does that by day, just as a peaceful, you know, get it done guy. At night, the guy goes off on karaoke. But one of the things about Lee that I really want to triple down on is this. He is so kind, and if you call Lee and you need him, buddy, Lee will deliver. That's just the kind of guy he is. Now, this reminds me of, you know, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Well, the country folks call it Bubba Hyde. I want you to hear this song, and I want you to think about Lee Cochran. I want you to listen to the words really quick, and it'll kind of make sense. Here we go now. Lee Cochran. Bubba Hyde is what I'm saying. Listen to the words now, y'all. Here we go.
Bar, he works down at the AMP. Drives a baby blue AMC. Ain't missed a day of work in 13 years. He's a fire department volunteer. He's got a yard that's always just been mowed. Collected stamps since he was 10 years old. Never seen a more regular guy. But when the sun goes down on Friday night, slaps on his high karate aftershave, puts on his Elvis jacket custom made.
Yes, sir, he gets it done.
Gets in his patent leather zebra boots, buys up the super sport Malibu. He burns a rubber across the county line. A from Barney Jekyll and Bubba Hyde.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I realize the details aren't exactly accurate, but I'm telling you right now, he's an incredibly talented gentleman, and he really puts his money where his mouth is when it comes to being a true friend and when it comes to standing up for what matters in life, Eddie.
You know something else? He's a lot of people. Well, some people are kind of intimidated because Lee's a big guy. He really is. But, you know, he's a gentleman's gentleman, very soft-spoken, mannerly. And sometimes people mistake that as weakness, and they think they can, you know, walk over Lee. That's a bad mistake. And I can tell you flat out, I've never known Lee. I've never known him to back down when there's principles involved. And the ones you talked about, limited government, we know how his political beliefs were in line with ours. And he's never backed down. He doesn't back down in front of the police. I mean, Lee is there to the bitter end. You know, he really is. I wished I could do as much, you know, activist work as Lee does. But he's just tireless. You know, he wears me out. I've been downtown with him before. He stay all day long. He wants to go do protests and stuff. I just can't hang, man. It's like trying to hang with you, Sam, and Kurt on these rides and stuff, man. I mean, y'all, Speaking of somebody tireless, Sam is tireless. We have to go in shifts to keep up with Sam, man.
But the Bombardier runs marathons, ladies and gentlemen, for St. Jude. And that got him in trouble with the cops, man. I'm going to tell you about that coming up as the broadcast unfolds. But for now, there's a man who's pretty notorious himself for standing up. He's a bold gentleman. He's articulate. He's a constitutional attorney. He's a well-known TV commentator and more. He used to be a judge, right? I think that's right. And, anyway, his name is Judge Napolitano, Andrew Napolitano, to be exact. Now, he gave a five-minute speech that we think is the cause he got fired from Fox News. Now, Fox says, we report, you decide. Well, when he gave this report, they decided he was gone.
Best
just saying.
Ever heard, Sam.
All right, so we're going to hear this, then we're going to bust out and talk about it. Sam Bushman, Eddie Miller, filling in for James Edwards. Here is Judge Andrew Napolitano. All right, now listen to this. I'm telling you, I don't care what side of the aisle you're from, or what you think. You got to agree with the judge on this one,
does
baby. Listen up.
Does the government work for us, or do we work for the government? Tonight, what if the Constitution no longer applied? What if the whole purpose of the Constitution was to limit the government? What if Congress's enumerated powers in the Constitution no longer limited Congress, but were actually used as a justification to extend Congress's authority over every realm of human life? What if the president, meant to be an equal to Congress, has instead become a democratically elected, term-limited monarch? What if the president assumed that everything he did was legal just because he's the president? What if he could interrupt your regularly scheduled radio and TV programming for a special message from him? What if he could declare war on his own? What if he could read your emails and your texts without a search warrant? What if he could kill you without warning? What if Supreme Court justices no longer looked to the Constitution to determine the constitutionality of a law, but rather simply to what justices who preceded them thought about it? What if the rights and principles guaranteed in the Constitution have been so distorted in the past 200 years as to be unrecognizable by the founders? What if the 50 states were no longer sovereign entities, equals to each other, and parents of the federal government they voluntarily constituted? What if the states were mere provinces of a totally nationalized and fully centralized government? What if the Constitution was amended stealthily, not by constitutional amendments duly ratified by the states, but by the constant and persistent expansion of the federal government's role in our lives? What if the federal government decided if its own powers were proper and constitutional? What if the Constitution were no longer the supreme law of the land? What if you needed a license from the government to speak, to assemble, or to protest against the government? What if the government didn't like what you planned to say, and so it didn't give you the license? What if the right to keep and bear arms only applied to the government? What if posse comitatus, the federal law that prohibits our military from occupying our streets, were no longer in effect? What if the government considered the military an adequate dispenser of domestic law enforcement? What if cops looked and acted like troops and you couldn't distinguish the military from the police? What if you were not secure in your person, in your papers, and in your property? What if federal agents could write their own search warrants in defiance of the Constitution? What if the government could decide when you were and were not entitled to a jury trial? What if the government could take your property whenever it wanted? What if the government could continue prosecuting you until it got the verdict it wanted? What if the government could force you to testify against yourself simply by labeling you a domestic terrorist? What if the government could torture you until you said what the government wanted to hear? What if people running for president actually supported torture? What if the government tortured your children to get to you? What if government judges and government lawyers intimidated juries into convicting the innocent? What if the government could send you to your death and your innocence meant nothing so long as the government's procedures were followed? What if America's prison population, the largest in the world, was a cruel and unusual way for a country to be free? What if half the prison population never harmed anyone but themselves? What if the people had no rights except those the government chose to let them have? What if the states had no rights except to do as the federal government commanded? What if our elected officials didn't really live among us, but instead all had their hearts and homes in Washington, D.C.? What if the government could strip you of your rights because of where your mother was when you were born? What if the income tax was unconstitutional? What if the states were convinced to give up their representation in Congress? What if the government tried to ban you from using a substance in your body that is older than the government itself? What if voting didn't mean anything anymore because both political parties stand for big government? What if the government could write any law, regulate any behavior, and tax any event? The Constitution be damned. What if the government was the reason we don't have a Constitution anymore? What if you could love your country but hate what the government has done to it? What if sometimes, to love your country, you had to alter or abolish the government? What if Jefferson was right? What if that government is best which governs least? What if I'm right? What if the government is wrong? What if it is dangerous to be right when the government is wrong? What if it is better to perish fighting for freedom than to live as a slave? What if freedom's greatest hour of danger is now?
And I would say telling the truth, oftentimes it's been said, has become a revolutionary act. Exactly what Napolitano did, ladies and gentlemen. And what if? What if was reality, huh? Well, I submit that it is. The bombardier goes off in seconds, ladies and gentlemen. He's hovering right above the target, and in seconds he's going to let her rip. Hang tight. This is the Political Cesspool Radio program on Liberty News Radio. The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman and Eddie Miller filling in for James Edwards. I'm telling you, when I jumped out of a plane one time, But we were going up at the plane, and people are saying, hey, Sam, you really going to jump? Or are you going to chicken out? And I'm like, come on, I'm going to do it. And they're like, all right, let me just teach you a phrase. Normally, in the business, they say don't break a leg, right, when you go out on stage. In this case, when you jump out of an airplane, they usually say, blue skies, black death. All right, we're right over the target, ladies and gentlemen. My job's to open the doors. The bombardier, don't break a leg, sir.
Well, I tell you what, I'm ready to rock and roll on this one. I would like to say about Judge Napolitano, Sam, I believe that's probably the greatest YouTube clip I've ever heard, the greatest speech, and if nothing else, because he condensed so much into a five-minute space. You know, we were talking about Kurt earlier, how he condensed a speech. The judge beats anybody ever seen of that. But I had a little run-in a couple of weeks ago with some of the stuff that the judge was talking about, and it has to do with how our rights have been eroded. As we talked about, I don't think anybody on the radio would be surprised to know that I'm, you know, a St. Jude hero here in Memphis, and it's my lifeblood. It's my passion. I spend every day off trying to fundraise until I can get my pledge. Well, about two weekends ago.
Wait a minute. Until you get your pledge, what you usually do is up your pledge, sir.
That's right. I upped it, Sam. It's up my verbal pledge. I'm going for $20,000. I've already made the $5,000. I exceeded that thanks to the people like Mr. Roden and other donors for the cesspool and other donors on the street. But, yeah, I've already exceeded my what I had signed for $5,000. I had to get at least $5,000. I've already got that. And now I'm going for, like, a verbal pledge on a dare. I'm going for $20,000. That's what I'm going for. I think I might have had a chance to get it. But, Sam, I'm having to fight tooth and nail the establishment that just – we have so many people just hate the world. They just hate anything you try to do. I hit that, what Napolitano was talking about 2 weeks ago. We have this big festival here in Memphis called the Italian Festival. It goes over 3 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And I was really counting on that to try to push me over the edge, get me over the, you know, the top, so to speak, my fundraising. Counted on it for a couple of months. Well, I'm down there on a public sidewalk that Eddie the Bombardier Miller, James Edwards, being Memphians and citizens of Shelby County, citizens of the state of Tennessee, citizens of the United States of America, pay taxes to build the public sidewalks and the public streets down here. Well, I'm out there fundraising, and the Italian Festival had roped, they had fenced off the area that they had rented. Believe it or not, I'm going to get to the point. They had fenced the place off. I was not in their enclosure. I was not on the property that they had leased for the 3 days. Well, two or three guys came out there. They were pseudo mannery at first. They were telling me, you know, they had leased a place and they were trying to do their big fundraiser, and they would certainly appreciate it if I just moved on out of the way.
Now, these are rent-a-cops at this point, right?
Rent-a-cops and a couple of managers in there with the plain clothes, and they tell me, I said, well, you know, with all due respect, folks, doing a favor for you and doing something would make you feel good. That's not what I'm out here for. You know, I'm not trying to be mean, but I could care less about doing a favor for you. I'm out here trying to help children that are dying with cancer in St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. I'm out here trying to get money to go to find a cure for other diseases in the future. Well, meanwhile, a couple of more rent-a-cops come out there, and it starts to get hot. We have this young guy, about 25, 28 years old, weighs about 330. I know about how much he weighs. My grandson is a hulking football player, weightlifter. He can bench press. You would not believe how much he can bench press. He weighs about 330. And the guy was telling me, he gets up and whispers in my ear with all this foul language and tell me all these horrible things he's going to do to me. And right off the bat, I couldn't help but laugh. I said, well, you know, I don't think your mother would be proud of you if she hears the language you're using. And I proceeded to tell the young man, I said, you know, I don't really doubt that you could probably do what you say, but I'm here to tell you, fella, it's going to be mighty expensive. The price tag is going to be much higher than you want to pay. For instance, I don't know if you know it, I'm a registered nurse, and I've seen people try to breathe with a crushed trachea. And, you know, it's almost impossible to breathe with a crushed trachea. And, you know, also, have you ever tried to concentrate on what you're thinking? When somebody's got their index finger through your eye all the way to the brain, I mean, it's really uncomfortable, dude. And plus, I'm going to let you get the first whatever you're going to do, because we've got 1,000 witnesses here, and you're going to be the aggressor. Papaw Miller, I'm not going to be the aggressor. I'm going to defend myself because, well, the minute you raise a hand against me, you're going to be committing the crime of assault. And people go to jail for that. And about that time, Sam just started getting hotter and hotter. He gets in my face, you know, and I tell him to get out of my face. By that time, I saw a Memphis cop pull up about 40 or 50 yards away into a service station. He had no clue what was going on. So I said, hold that thought, gents. I've got to go see a man about this. So I went and I motioned for the cop in his air-conditioned car. It was hot that day, to roll the window down. He was a cop, a corporal. I told him the situation. I said, now, do I not have the right to stand on a public sidewalk and solicit money for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital? By the way, I had my St. Jude Children's Research uniform on. I had my credentials from St. Jude, my cards, my letter from St. Jude. He said, of course you can. He said, I can't run you off. They can't run you off. I said, well, would you mind going down and explaining that to these I don't think I call them what I want to. Would you mind going down there and explain that to these morons down there?
The term I'd use is goons. Okay?
There you go. There you go. Goons. He said, sure. So he clicked his light on. He goes down there and he gets that. I didn't even ask him what's his story. Well, they immediately got a lot nicer. And, you know, they told him, well, this guy's interfering with us, you know. He's interfering with our fundraiser. By the way, this fundraising park's probably about 10 acres, something like that. So, you know, me, one person out there, is going to interfere with that. Well, anyway, the policeman said, well, you know, sir, you can't run him off. You don't have the public sidewalk leased, and I can't run him off. There's no law. He's not breaking a law. So I thought it was over, and I was kind of crowing a little bit, you know, kind of talking a little trash a little bit, and telling the goons, why don't you speak up now, and specifically the young, huge goon, why don't you tell the officer here all the nice things you're going to do for me? And he said he didn't want to talk to me. I said, well, the cat got your tongue. You talked to me 10 minutes ago in my face, and you were saying things that I would want Satan's mother to hear. Why don't you say some of that now, hoss? Well, about that time, the lieutenant comes up with another cop. I mean, it gets out of hand. The lieutenant comes up, asks what's going on. I guess somebody else called the cops, you know. Well, the lieutenant goes over the situation. He told the people, yeah, Mr. Miller's got a right to be here. He's not breaking any law. And the lieutenant says, sir, why do you have to stand right here? I said, for one thing, I said, well, first of all, now let me get this straight. Is the corporal right? Am I within my rights as a citizen of the state of Tennessee? Citizen of the city of Memphis, Shelby County, United States. He said, you're breaking no law. You have a perfect right to be here. So that's all I need to know. He said, well, couldn't you just move down a little ways? I said, yeah, I could, but I'm not. I said, I'm standing on principle here. I'm not going to be a runoff. I'm not going to lay down. This has become a principle here. I'm going to defend the Constitution of the United States. I'm going to defend my rights of a citizen. I have absolutely zero interest in doing a favor for anybody out here if it's going to sacrifice, you know, the Constitution. Well, then about...
And the fundraising for little children in St. Jude's Hospital.
That's right. One guy says, well... what do you think St. Jude would think if you were out here making all this ruckus? I said, they would be mighty proud of me we're not talking about just St. Jude here. We're talking about a fundamental law. Do we have a society of law and order based on the Bible, based on the Constitution, or do we have a law built on man?
We're also talking about, though, you know what, ladies and gentlemen? Who made the ruckus? Let's just ask that. Eddie was peacefully talking to people politely about, hey, you know what? Here's what I'm doing. I run for St. Jude. You know, would you donate to my efforts? The further, you know, the more I run, will you help me with this? I don't get a penny of it. Okay, Eddie's not getting rich here doing anything for himself. He's doing this. Okay, who caused the ruckus? And the answer is, until those thugs, goons came, there wasn't a ruckus.
They certainly did. And Sam, I lost it in the end. I hate to say it. But then another car comes out. Plain clothes, this big goon gets out in a suit, and a black lady, she had a uniform, I could never see her rank. Well, they told me, would I just step away, because it got really hot. So I stepped away about 5 yards, so they sorted the thing out. Then they come to me and tell me, well, Mr. Miller, you're just going to move. I said, now hold up a minute. The corporal has already agreed with me. The lieutenant's already agreed with me. He said, I'm not breaking any law. I said, could you show me the law? I said, I've not to see a law yet. Just show me the law. If you can show me the law, then I'm breaking law. I'll move, but I'm not moving until you show me the law. Well, the guy in the suit says something to the effect, are you going to do this? Are you going to insist on doing this the hard way? I said, well, define the hard way. What's the hard way? He said, well, the hard way, we'll may have to take you downtown. And I said, well, what for, pray tell? He said, well, we can arrest you right now because you're obstructing the sidewalk. So me being the hardcore I am, I took one step to the side, off the sidewalk. I got on the green, on a little green median there. I said, there, bingo, I'm not on the sidewalk anymore. Well, that made them really, really irate. And by that time, Sam, I was so mad, my eyes were hurt. My eyes hurt all the next day. I was so mad. And it got totally out of hand. But here's what it was in a nutshell. I asked them, they told me that I'm not only going to have to leave that spot, I'm going to have to vacate the entire area around there. You know.
Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. We're out of time this hour. The Bombardier's letting her rip. We'll come back next hour. We'll recap, tell you the rest of the story. And then we'll talk to you about Jade Helm 15 and other things going on in America, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now, is the judge right? What if just became reality? That's what we're talking about on the Political Cesspool. James Edwards, thank heavens he's free to be with his family and celebrate a recital with his daughter.